You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Friday's action and day two of the Grand National Festival at Aintree. A great card to come on the Friday with four grade ones and more action over the national fences as well in the Topham Handicap Chase. Great day to look forward to. We've got Leicester and Sedgefield alongside that in the afternoon and evening action at Kempton, Dundalk and Wexford. So plenty to get stuck into. We're going to focus on Aintree. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Dale Gibson. How are you, Dale?
Very well, thank you, Mark. Good to see you.
Yes, you as well. We're recording this midway through the first day of Aintree. You enjoyed it so far? It's been magnificent to see those grand old fences.
It has indeed. Been terrific. The track looks in fantastic condition. Just a little bit of juice in the ground still. And it's been a good day so far.
We'll just have a quick reflection on some of the races to this point. On day one, we'll start in the very first race of the Grand National Festival, the Manifesto Novices Chase. When the way of Flying Angel beat Cloudy Dream and Top Notch can only manage third. A winner for Nigel Twiston Davis, who, he'd want to bounce back at this point, wouldn't he, with a good chance in the National in the shape of Black Line.
Absolutely. He certainly stuck to his task, and Cloudy Dream, for me, just came there to win and was a fraction disappointing with his finishing effort. Every chance under Brian Hughes just didn't pick up in the last 100 yards.
As will be the case over the next few days, we'll see horses coming back from Cheltenham to try again at Aintree. Deputy Soy, the Triumph Hurdle winner, won the anniversary four-year-old juvenile hurdle at Aintree, beat Divan Bear and Bedrock, front two in the right place in terms of where the market suggested they should be, and it wasn't quite as glamorous a performance this time around, but he's a very good horse, isn't he?
Definitely? Yeah, he is. I mean, I just think maybe his finishing kick wasn't quite as spectacular as it was at Cheltenham, but he's gone and done the job very well. I thought Bedrock ran very well in third. Be interesting to see where they run him next, but a winner won adequately.
Yeah, I mean, Bedrock in third there. Is that the one for the notebook, given his little experience
has
going into
be.
This?
Yeah, has to be.
The ball chase, the entry ball, went the way of T for two. Q card in second, Smad Place back in third. The story, which I'm sure many headlines will pick up, a lady winner at Aintree in Lizzie Kelly and T for two there.
Yeah, you wouldn't necessarily have flagged him up beforehand. Q card was there to be shot at from two down, really, and the petrol gauge was on empty, and T for two has got to the front, nicked probably a length jumping the last and just held on another 20 yards, and Q card probably would have got back up. But it would have been interesting to see how he would have run at Cheltenham had he not unseated. I think he probably would have run reasonably well on the form shown today. You don't know. It's a different day. But, he stuck to his guns well, and well done to all concerned.
Yeah, good to see Q-Card with no ill effects of that fall as well in second place there. The disappointment of the race was Empire of Dirt.
Who beat a long way out, really.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
You think maybe a race too many this season, something like that?
Possibly, yeah.
Let's finish off with a look at the Aintree hurdle as well. The champion hurdler, Bouverdere, 4-9 in the market, has done it pretty easily in the end. Beat fellow JP McManus horse, My Tent or Yours, the new one back in third. Good renewal of the race, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely. Bouverdere's going the right way. He's progressive. He's got a great attitude. He switches off well, and he won convincingly. Didn't look to be too many hard luck stories in behind.
No. Champion hurdler showing is the true champion.
Absolutely.
Even at 2.5 miles as well.
No, he's quite versatile, isn't he?
Yeah. We will move on to Friday's racing in just a moment, but I can't get you on a racing podcast this close to the Grand National and not get your thoughts on the big race itself. Do you have a pick?
Pick. I mean, there's two or three. In the William Hill sweepstake, I seem to have been duped into pulling out a 66-1 chance in Roy de France from Gordon Elliott's yard with Jack Kennedy on board. Noel Feely is riding with supreme confidence this year. Black Lion must have a great chance. He's solid. He jumps well. He's got the right man on top. Nigel Twiston Davis knows how to train a big race winner. He's got to be in the mix, as has Verlion Rouge for David Pipe and Tom Scudamore. Been quietly campaigned. And I know they're happy with the racing weights that he has got. And it would be interesting if one for Arthur, Lucinda Russell, could do some good. And, you know, I know he has been prepped up for the race as well. But there's probably half a dozen to 10 horses that we could name that had a chance. Ultimately, you need a fair amount of luck, as in the right place, the right time, yep, tracking the right horses. You know when you see the rerun afterwards, you go, oh, if only that had happened. And it's that type of race. And it's the same every single year. There has been a flood of money in the last 10 days for Brian Ellison's fella with Danny Cook on board, Definitely Red.
Yeah, new favourite, yeah.
I mean, unbelievable money. I'd love to see him run well. Danny's a very fine rider. It would be great for the north of England who don't have enough horses in training. Yeah. There should be more horses in training. National Hunt in the north of England. I don't quite know what's gone wrong over the years. There's some very fine trainers in the north that are punching above their weight. But for some reason, the big money purchases just seem to be going south all the time. So it would be great if a northern trained horse won the race. And certainly with Definitely Red and One for Arthur in the field, they've got chances. But gut feeling I've got about Black Lion and Noel Feely, I can just see him delivering when it counts.
Okay, Black Lion a 14-1 chance in the market at this point. Definitely Read the 10-1 favourite, 11-1 Via Leon Rouge, 1 for Arthur, 12s, 14s for Black Lion, Cause of Causes, and more of that. The Last Samurai, runner-up last year, also 14-1 in the market there. Pleasant Company, 16s, 20-1 bar those. We will, of course, talk about the Grand National more on edition of the podcast that comes up tomorrow, Saturday's Racing Podcast. Right now, though, we're going to focus on Friday's racing. We'll get Dale's thoughts in the four big races on the card on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
All right, we're going to look at three of the Grade 1 events taking place on Friday, and we're also going to have a look at the race over the Grand National Fences as well. We start in the 220, which is the top novices hurdle, a Grade 1 contest over 2 miles. Betting looks like this at the time of recording. River Wild, 9-4 favourite. Moonracer, 3-1 with Mount Muse, 9-1 High Secret, 10-1 The Unit, and 14-1 Bar Those. Thoughts on the race?
Yeah, tight race. Really, really tight race. River Wild ran well at Cheltenham, finished third. Nico de Boinville on board. Nicky Henderson, master trainer. He's got a favourites chance, but you've got to respect Mount Muse, who's certainly gone the right way recently. Malcolm Jefferson and Brian Hughes. He's got the right profile. He's won 4 out of 5 this year, and he's definitely going the right way. Obviously, River Wild is coming from an inform yard. Malcolm Jefferson's horse has been running well all year. There's not much between them, so certainly just watch the market. Moonracer, it just was disappointing last time. He pulled up on the back of those two relatively straightforward wins. And when a horse pulls up, you just wonder why they pulled up.
Right, perhaps, massively out of his depth, wasn't
perhaps it? He was just out of his comfort zone. And now he's in a bit more of his comfort zone. But he's a lightly... You look at his profile, he's a very lightly raced horse.
Yeah.
So he's obviously had some issues at some point throughout his career.
Yep.
At an 8-year-old, he's hardly run. And that's what puts me off Moonracer. Listen, he may go and win. The Pipe team are very, very clever people. But I think I'd rather go for a horse that's been doing it and is progressive. And I'll just edge... Just edge Mount Muse in front of River Wild.
Okay. Two trainers that have got a good record in the race. Malcolm Jefferson won it a couple of years ago with Cyrus Darius, and Nicky Henderson's won it, 5 times since 2010? Right men in the right race there by the looks of things. That's the top novices hurdle. We move on to the 250 next, which is the mile main novices chase. Only 5 of them in the lineup, unfortunately. And Mike Bite is the 4-7 favourite. Whisper 5-2, 14-1 Marinero. Virgilio is 16-1 and 25-1 Callet Mad. It's a rematch of the RSA there between.
Yeah, it looks to be the two horse race, doesn't it? Nico de Boinville, who managed to get Mike Bite up when he put the brakes on halfway up the running at Cheltenham last time, and Whisper, who for most of us thought he was going to hang on.
Yeah.
Last time out, I would rather, if I was going to have a bet in a 5-horse race with an odds-on shot, I think I'd rather have a couple of quid on Whisper than necessarily going 4-7 Mike Bite. I think you'll see Mike Bite drift very close to race time.
Yeah.
Because there is an element of his mind. I'm not saying he's ungenuine, he's a very good horse, but yeah. It's not often you see horses do what he did at Cheltenham,
no.
Virtually pull up to a walk and then come back again. Now, Aintree's a different track. If he does that at Aintree, he ain't going to get back into it. So even though the other three don't really count, I wouldn't want to back him at 4-7, the favourite. So I'll go along with Whisper to give him a run for his money.
Yeah, he likes that entry as well, doesn't he, Whisper? So yeah, perhaps that might suit him slightly better.
Yeah, he's tough.
Cheltenham, yeah. Whisper then in the second race that we looked at there, the mild mare to possibly get over the demons of the Might Bite defeat in the RSA. Some race to watch that, wasn't
it? Yeah,
it was crazy race.
Good
race. The JLT is where we go next, the 3:25, and this is another grade one. It's over 2 miles and, well, almost 2.5 miles. We've got sub-left 10 at the top of the market at 3-1, just being clipped there from 7-2 as well. Mm. Fox Norton going the other way, 11-4, out to 100-30, 7-2 Godzone, 8-1 Uzig Zandra, 12-1 for Jossie's Hill and Calmore Lock. Traffic Fluid also 12s and 14s. Bar those.
Yeah, it's a nice shape of a race, really. Some of these coming back, well, most of these coming back from Cheltenham. Sub-Lieutenant was runner-up. Fox Norton was runner-up. Godzone ran fifth, but wasn't beaten that far. I think on the overall value of the race, I'd rather have a little bit on Godzone. It'd be interesting just to see what the market does. Sub-Lieutenant's been very consistent. It's been running to very similar marks all the way through. Godzone won this race last year. And I just think that him coming back to Aintree could just find a little bit of an edge for him. He's got a little bit to find from his last run. Fox Norton, again, is another one who's been game, tough, consistent, and has done very little wrong this year. But Colin Tizard's just not having the rub of the green at the minute. So for me, I'll take Godzone to win.
Godzone to back up in the JLT then. And the final race that we look at, nice easy one to finish, the Topham Handicap Chase. We're over the Grand National
Fences. Put your
fences.
Pin in it.
Yeah, 2 miles and 5 furlongs the trip. Yeah. Market headed by joint favourites at this point, Go Conquer and Seafood, both 9-1. It's 10-1 Gold Present. Bouvrail is 11s with As De May. Henryville 12-1, 16-1 Eastlake and Thomas Brown, 18-1 007, 20-1 Bar those. It is a bit of a pin stickers job, 9-1 the field. Who you got on the shortlist?
Absolutely, there's quite a lot on the shortlist. I mean, Eastlake won this race last year off 142, of a mark of 142. And he's in here off a mark of 152 today. So, he's got that £10 to try and fathom out where he's going to go. But he does like it round here. That's the thing with Eastlake. I wouldn't put you off having a bit each way on him. But potentially, he's now 11. Potentially, there's now a couple of better handicapped horses than him. Go Conquer, certainly you'd have to keep in the mix. He ran pretty well last time when he finished fifth at Cheltenham. Didn't do very much wrong at all. And he's certainly here off a fighting weight. Aidan Coleman riding very close to his minimum weight here. So you've got to have him on the shortlist, Go Conquer. Of the others, listen, there's four or five here that are just sort of wobbling around that are all in the same boat. Gold Present, from the banging form, Nicky Henderson Yard with Jerry McGrath on board. He has got to maybe enter into calculations on the back of his runner-up spot last time when he ran probably his best race. And I would include him in calculations, Gold Present. He's tough. You know what you're going to get. It's a big field. And we could start naming three or four or five here. I'd say have a little bit each way on Gold Present at round about 10-1. I think he'd give you a great run for your money. But just watch the market in case there's a flood of cash for anything. But yeah, we'll go Gold Present.
Gold Present then at this point in the Topham, which comes up, of course, on Friday, the penultimate race before the Grand National over the Grand National Fences. Been a pleasure speaking to you again, Dale. Good luck and enjoy on Friday.
Thank you.
There you go. The thoughts of Dale Gibson on the second day of the Grand National Festival at Aintree. Plenty to look forward to there. We've also got Leicester and Sedgefield alongside that as well. And three in the evening, Kempton, Dundalk and Wexford. So plenty to get stuck into on William Hill Racing Radio. Gareth Topham, Paddy Aspel and Ollie Pinlock, the team in the studio. It's live from 1:30 p.m. Make sure you tune in.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.